Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed as it's Erev Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. There are two Shabbosim of the year, which is brought down, that are the biggest and the most holiest and the deepest Shabbosim of the year. And that is Shabbos HaGadol, this Shabbos coming to us in a few hours. And Shabbos Shuvah, which we are familiar with between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shuvah, they say, is where a person connects to Hashem through Yira. And Shabbos HaGadol is where a person connects to Hashem through Ahava, which fits the theme of the months. Nisan is the month of love, and Tishrei is more of the month of Yira, the month of fear, the month of awe, which is really the two wings, and it's brought down in all the holy Sfarim, that the two wings that mitzvah stand, that Judaism stands, is on Ahava and Yira, on love and fear. Because to have a relationship with Hashem, you need both. You need the lo sases, you need the don'ts, which are keneged the Yira, and you need the ases, which are keneged, correspond to the Ahava. The 613 mitzvahs, there are 248 ases, which is love, connecting to Hashem through doing good things. And then there's the los ases, which is 365, don't do, right? Every relationship is built on do's and don'ts. Every relationship has ahava and yira. Yira doesn't mean someone's going to hurt you, that Hashem is going to punish you. That is one aspect of Yira, but it's the lowest aspect. Yira really means that you are connecting to Hashem. There's a Yira, there's an awe. It's hard for us to understand, but it's a level of awe, which is your, right, when you see a tzaddik, when you go to a gadol, when you go to an older chashuv person, you're not afraid he's going to hit you in the face, you're not afraid he's going to beat you up, but there's a certain awe that's Yira. Every relationship, if you think about it, is love, is do's and don'ts, right? Boundaries. You ask someone, please don't do that. It bothers me when you do that. So you're like, okay, sure, I won't do that. That's a don't. That's a lo sase. That's what Hashem asks us. Please don't do that. You can give, right? If you give and give and give and give love to your spouse, to a friend, to whoever it might be, to your children, your parents, whoever the relationship is, and you're just giving and giving and giving, but you don't listen to when you're asked not to do something, that relationship, excuse me, that relationship will not last. Because I asked you, yes, you're buying me presents. Yes, you're giving me a hug. Yes, you're telling me how much you love me. But I asked you, please, you know, not to chew so loud. When you chew very loud, all right, it bothers me. When you go ahead, I'm asking you not to be on the phone, you know, when you come home, right, and I haven't seen you in a long time, please don't be on the phone. And if you just ignore that, right, as I've said many times, passive aggressive in a certain way could be even worse sometimes than actually doing something. Okay, but that's a different conversation. The point is, it's a relationship. The relationship of Tishrei is the relationship of awe. The relationship of Nisan, and this is really what I want to focus on for today, for Shabbos HaGadol, the relationship of Nisan is the relationship of Nis, is a relationship of miracles. Miracles means I don't have to do anything. Miracles means it's Shabbos HaGadol. Pesach is Hashem was Pasach al HaPesach. Pasach ala Pesach means that Hashem skipped over the pischuli, right? Simple meaning of Pasach ala Pesach. Actually, my brother-in-law, Dovi Brazil, reminded me of this yesterday. I saw him, and he had listened to one of the shiurim, and he added this point. So I want to give him the credit for reminding me of this pshat, is that it says Hashem was Pasach. He passed over the Pesach, the opening of the door. That's why it's called Pesach, Passover. He passed over the door. There's a famous chazal that says, Pischu li Pesach shel machat, open up for me a small hole like a needle, the hole, the eye of a needle. Vani eftach lecha pesach shel ulam. I will open up everything for you. What does that mean? You do a little bit, and I'll make it big for you. All you got to do is do a little bit. You do a little bit, and Hashem will make it great. Yagata umatzasa, which means you toil, and Hashem will still make it like a present. Usually you get what you, right? You get what you pay for. Hashem says, I'm not going to give you what you pay for. I'm going to give you even more, right? Imagine going and paying for a small Slurpee, and the guy says, I'm going to give you a large. Imagine ordering a regular lunch special, right? I'm in America, so that's where my head is over here, right? Right? You order a lunch special, and they give you the dinner. They give you the dinner portion, right? You go ahead and you order, right? You order one something, you know, one thing of sushi, and they give you two, three. Then that's awesome. That's great. That's Hashem. That's how Hashem works. Hashem works. You do a little bit, and Hashem does a lot. You do a little bit, Hashem does a lot. That's all He wants. Pesach is even greater than that. Nisan is even greater than that. Know what it is? It's gadol. What does that mean? Gadol means it's big, it's big, it's big. It's so big. What does that mean? It means I don't even have to do anything. Pesach, ala Pesach. Hashem passed over even the little bit that I have to do. That's why Shabbos and Pesach are the same, because Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yom Tiv is Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. What does that mean? It means we're involved. We cook on Yom Tiv. We have to get involved. It's Kiddush HaChodesh. We have to sanctify the moon. We have an involvement with it. Shabbos is Mekadesh HaShabbos. It's called Isarusa de Le'ela. It means Hashem takes care of us without anything. Anything. We don't have to do anything. Anything. It's incredible. It's the opposite of Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah during Tishrei is what? I have to do tshuva. I have to put in the time. I have to go ahead and daven for Rosh Hashanah and listen to the shofar and better my ways. And I have to work and I have to do and I have to show Hashem that I care about Him and I want to do more and I have to do better. I have to do Nisan. Shabbos HaGadol is Hashem says, sit back and I'm driving the car. You sit in the back and I'm going to take care of you. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Not only that, ready for this? Mashcheni acharecha narutza. What does that mean? We tell Hashem, Mashcheni acharecha, you pull me. You take care of me. And then I'll come. It's called Isarusa de Le'ela. Hashem, I need you to lift me up. I let go. That's what Shabbos HaGadol. Because we're celebrating that Hashem passed over the Pischuli Pesach Shomachad. Hashem passed over this eye of a needle that you don't even have to do that. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha Venashuva. You want me to do tshuva? Hashem, you need to do for me. Hashem, you want me to come run after you? Mashcheni. Hashem, you pull me. I'm ready for you to pull me. I'm here waiting for you. And you know what's incredible? I was thinking from Rabbi Greenwald, Ronnie Greenwald, Alav HaShalom. I've said this many, many, many times. He says a gadol is a great man. A gadol, an adam gadol, is someone who values everything that is so little. And I was thinking, we live in a, right? Everything so little is so big. You smile, you say a good word to someone, you learn for a minute, you listen to the shir for how long? This shir will probably end up being... We're already at 9 minutes, I don't know, 12 minutes, 13 minutes. So you listen to this shir, 14 minutes maybe, right? You listen to this shir, it can make such a big difference. The little, little things. That's what Shabbos HaGadol is teaching us. Shabbos HaGadol is telling us, you don't really have to do big things. We live in a world, I think, where the big things are like, oh, it's big, it's got to be big, it's got to be big. But the big things are really sometimes small. It's not the big things that, okay, great. So you got married. That's big. It is big to get married. But it's the small things you're going to now do after you're married to create a great marriage. It's no big deal to say harayat mekudeshesli. That's not a big deal. I mean, it takes a big deal to get under the chuppah, but ultimately it's not a big deal to get married. It's not a big deal to go to yeshiva. It's not a big deal to go to yeshiva. It's not a big deal to have, you know, to make a friend, to fall in love. That's not a big deal. That's not a big deal, even though it's a big thing. Oh, I met this girl, I met this guy, I met this situation, I got married, I this, blah, blah, blah. I made this, I have a new job, I got this offer. Yeah, it's the little tiny things that we do, the little day, every day, the little things that we do that are big. And why is it big? Because we don't have to do as much as we think we have to do. We don't have to do as much as we think we have to do. We just have to do little, little things. And once we realize that on Pesach, we don't even have to do the little things. We could just, Hashem loves us. When you love someone, right? When you're a little baby, right? You don't even have to do anything. They just come to you and they change your diaper and they smile and they put you in the carriage, right? That's really the, like the Chovas HaLevava says in Shara Bitachon, right? The child who's in his mother's arms, right? And on the bus or in the car, doesn't matter if you're on the bus, doesn't matter if you're in the car, doesn't matter if you're in the airplane. At the end of the day, I'm in my mother's arms and I'm taken care of. That is Shabbos HaGadol. That is Pesach. That is this Yom Tov. That's why it's Nisan, miracles. Because all you have to do, and I've seen this day in, day out. I've seen this with so many guys. I've seen this with so many people. All we have to do is just keep on being us and do us. And Hashem loves us. That's why it's love, Ahava. This Yom Tov is Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, right? That Hashem chooses us. And He loves us. He loves us so much. Hashem loves us. That's what we're going to be saying soon. Ahavta isanu, ratzisa banu. Hashem loves us. He wants us. Mashcheni acharecha narutza. Hashem, help us. Help us. Just. I'm here. I'm here for you to help me. I'm here for you to change my life. Right. And this, of course, is coming after bedikas chametz. After we're searching ourselves. We've had a long year. It's been a challenging year for Klal Yisrael, and we're still here. We are still here. We are still here waiting for Hashem to perform miracles for us and for all the Jewish people. Benisa Nigalu, Ubenisa Nasidin Ligal. I wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. I wish all of us the miracles of Shabbos, that we feel that hug and kiss from Hashem. We feel the inspiration from Hashem, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do. You did already. Mashcheni achrecha, a little bit. You don't even have to do the little bit now. A little, just existing, just being Hashem's child, and Hashem will bring us into His arms. Will perform miracles for all of us. Whatever it is that you need. Let us see that clearly, us and all the Jewish people. Thank you for listening. It should be an incredible Shabbos HaGadol. A big Shabbos, because the little tiny things are so big. The little tiny things are so big, and in Hashem's eyes, we don't even need that. He will perform the greatness. He will perform the greatness from the little, right? Just the fact that I, right, lift up my hand to try and do something. I smile at someone. I the little tiniest thing. And Hashem meets us and greets us and comforts us and is with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, us and all the Jewish people, and a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. It should be a wonderful Yom Tov for everyone, and we should be zocha to feel and experience the inspiration from Hashem to all of us and all of Klal Yisrael.